but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Oregon State wide receiver Trent Walker joins us every Thursday on the BFT, courtesy of Jamba. Life is better blended. Trent Walker joining us. The Beavers have caught lightning in a bottle. They have won so often in the last few weeks, I think they've forgotten how to lose. Trent Walker joining us. How you doing? Is it true you've forgotten how to lose?
It's been good. Life's a lot better when you're winning, man.
10, like people keep saying 10-7, that can't be fun to play offense in a game like that. But I'm like, no, a win is a win right now. What's the locker room like after a game when you guys win and you come in like that?
It smiles all around, especially against a team like Wazoo, an in-conference team like that, someone who we've played in the past, someone who will continue to play in the future. It's always good to get a win against them. The locker room was a lot of fun.
Is it going to be weird to play them again here? You know, you're going to play them in like just a few weeks here again. Is there any talk about that on the field? We'll see you in a few weeks, anything like that? Or do you just kind of focus on the game that's at hand?
Yeah, no, I was going back and forth with my buddy over there, number 44. We were talking about how we're going to see each other again. And it was kind of, it wasn't like a goodbye after the game. It was like a see you later. Mm-hmm. They definitely want to get us back, and we want to just prove that we're a better team in the future.
How did, you know, I noticed prior to the Washington State game, there was a report out there, oh, Trent Walker's hurt, he might not play, all this stuff. Give us an idea of what that's like. Is that weird for you to have people talking about you and you going, I'm fine? Like, what, you know, I don't understand what everybody's talking about, or, you know, what do you make of that when you see a report like that out there?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, obviously I'm dealing with some nicks and nacks, but I mean, everyone is in the country. So, to see like a tweet saying I'm out for the season or whatever it was, it's weird. I don't know how they would have got that kind of information. And I don't know how they would get information that's just so false, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely weird, but I don't think too much of it.
What do you, when you say nicks and knacks, give us an idea, because most of the listeners are not playing football. Like, you know, give us an inventory of everything that's ailing you right now, head to toe.
a lot of bruises, a lot of contusions, stuff that you can't really rub out. You got to stretch out. You got to, like I said earlier, motion is lotion. I think I started the season off with a sprained ankle against Cal, a contusion, same game. Then I landed on my back, and that one was pretty bad. When I say contusions or whatever, it's like bruising underneath the skin and blood pockets form. And you got to get them drained and moving around. So, there's a lot of that. My body's pretty black and blue from little hits here and there.
Probably feels good when you win. You've won two in a row. Rob Akey, your coach, the interim coach, came on the show yesterday. He's a ball of enthusiasm. He's upbeat. What is it like to be around Akey during the season?
Yeah, it's hard to be around Akey and not be smiling. Like you said, he's just a ball of energy. Of a guy and a good coach. I think he was exactly what we needed in the midst of everything going on. I'm happy for him. I'm happy that we have him on our side.
Give us an idea. You know, there's a portal out there. You know, I've heard stories that, you know, about agents and others that will contact players during the season. I have to think when, you know, when your coach is fired midseason, that, you know, the, the buzzards start to circle and go, hey, Trent, you know, next year I can get you some money, get in the portal. Take us through that, because is that a thing? Is that a distraction? Is that something you have to deal with? Or is that just, is that not happening?
No, it's definitely happening. I think more guys than you would think are getting Instagram DMs, Twitter DMs from agents saying that other schools are interested in them. A lot of it's third party. Just guys being told something through agents or whatever. It's really only a distraction if you let it. If you're not where your 2 feet are and you're thinking about the future or you have like a different agenda for yourself than the team does, then it could become a distraction. But I think our guys are still bought in. We got 3 more opportunities and 3 more games.
How do you weed out what's real and what's not when it comes to a DM like that? Or do you not reply to anything, or do you give it to someone else to deal with?
Speaking on my experience, I try not to respond to any. I've gotten a good amount of DMs, but yeah, the best way to weed it out is if everyone's saying something different. But if we were just to look through my DMs, like there'd be a certain school that keeps coming up and you kind of just put 2 and 2 together. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely weird. But it's only a distraction if you let it, because yep. I mean, having the attention is a blessing, but at the same time, it is definitely not ideal for a college athlete.
Like, give us an idea. Is it like 1, 2? Is it 10? Is it a dozen? Is it like too many you could count with that kind of noise that's showing up there?
In terms of like agents?
Yeah, agents, people, you know, because I can remember, I've talked to guys in the past, guys who were on your team just a year ago, 2 years ago, who, you know, they end up with an agent and then they go somewhere and then they don't really play. And so then I'm going, were they sold something by an agent, or were they really getting an offer from another school? But, you know, give me an idea of the volume that you see in your messages. Like, is it 1 or 2 guys, or is it 20 or 30?
I'd probably estimate anywhere from 15 to 30 wow. DMs of guys that I haven't spoken to.
Wow.
I have 3 agents, or I don't have 3 agents. I've been talking to 3 agents, but that's more so for the NFL if I were to take that avenue next year. Because I think you have to have representation if you want to play in the NFL.
Trent Walker is our guest, Oregon State wide receiver. Do you have a sense yet of what you want to do, or are you putting that off?
I'm trying to push it off as much as I can. I know these next 4 weeks and these next 3 games are going to fly by, and I'll have time to make a decision. But like I said, I'm trying to just be where my 2 feet are and make the most of it.
This game coming up, Sam Houston, what do you see when you see film of the Bearcats?
Yeah, they're a solid group. They're similar to us in terms of being a couple plays here and there from having more wins on their record than it shows. Defensively, they do a lot of stuff. They'll mix in some cover 0, and then they'll drop 8, and they don't really have a tendency of it. It seems like it's whatever the DC feels. So, I mean, they're still a good group. I know the record might not show it. They're just a couple plays away from having more wins on the record.
It's hard for me not to start to think this way, but, you know, you got 2 in a row. You got this one this week. You know, there's some momentum here right now. And are guys starting to pick up energy and start thinking about, could you finish this year, you know, with winning 5 straight, or do you just have to focus on what's in front of you?
Yeah, I think that's always been the plan, though, was to try to win out. I think the energy hasn't gone up too much, because I feel like we've had good energy all year. I know that sounds like it could be hard to believe, but I mean, like I said at the beginning of the call, winning makes life easier, so it's even easier to have energy day in and day out.
I am thinking back, Fresno State, Houston. I keep thinking, if you'd won one of those games, does everything pivot? Is there one that you look back on and you go, okay, that was the one that got away, or can you afford to do that?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I definitely look back in the season and think that this game on Saturday would be us trying to make a bowl game. I think Houston, Fresno, and App State were all ours to win. Mm. And we didn't get it done.
Trent Walker is with us. All right, you're in school. We don't talk about school often, but do you have a class you're enjoying right now, or is it all about football?
I'm taking a couple classes, but I'd be lying if I said I was enjoying taking them. I'm more focused on football right now.
You're not lying. That's good. I like that. I look back. I like some of the. I think now when I'm older, I look back at the classes and I'm like, hey, that was a really good class that I took. I still use and think about things that were taught in that class. But at the time, Trent, I'm not going to lie, I was walking to some of those classes going, man, what am I doing here? I'm just trying to get through my day. It's been fun to watch you guys. You're also enjoying some Jamba. I got to give a shout out to our friends at Jamba. What are you drinking? What are you having if we go to Jamba today?
I narrowed it down. My top two are white gummy, and I'm still going with that orange dream machine.
Like it. I like it a lot. All right, Trent Walker, good luck to you. I'll see you there. Sam Houston State Saturday at Racer Stadium. Beavers looking for 3 in a row. You got lightning in a bottle. Keep it that way.
Appreciate you having me on.
Okay, Trent Walker, there he goes. Fascinating stuff about the agents and his DMs. And gosh, can you imagine? Can you imagine? Because the agents got into Damian Martinez pretty good a couple seasons ago and convinced him that Miami was the place to go. And what happened? He didn't really play. He didn't really wasn't really a contributor. You know, he may have cashed the check, but it didn't work out in the way that he thought it might. There have been some other guys like that on the Oregon State roster as well where things have happened. But between 15 and 30 agents sliding into Trent Walker's DMs trying to sell him on the idea. And I'll tell you what happens. They sell him on the idea that they've got a deal for them that's out there somewhere with another school. Whether they have the deal or not is up in the air. And then the player starts to listen, and then they go out to the other school and go, hey, I can get you this player. And Trent Walker's one of those guys with a coaching transition. You have to think agents would go, circle him, number 7. Let's see what we can get him. I love that he's being honest with us, being forthcoming. Really, really authentic and honest, too, about his classes. Come on. You know, don't let school get in the way of your education. You know, I'm not saying that's a message for everybody, but it's the message for today. All right, keeping it going. We've got a great show still ahead. Leave it here. You got the BFT Statewide. John Wilner later in the program.